I'm joined by Abdul Rahman Hussein in Cairo. Abdul, can you just confirm that what we're hearing? The projections very much saying it's going to look like a Shafiq Morsi runoff. When are we going to officially know?
The official announcements will be on Tuesday from the Electoral Commission. These are just initial exit polls from the campaigns, but they are reflecting a general trend, and the trend is Morsi and Shafiq in the runoff.
Is there any sort of reason to doubt these exit polls? Are they reliable?
Let's bear in mind that this is our first time with this, so we can't vouch for the veracity of or the reliability of any of this. I'm noticing that the Muslim Brotherhood numbers, for example, are kind of slightly different to the other numbers, so there could be a bit of spin on it, but I think they all kind of say that Morsi is on top and Shafiq is second for the most part, so I guess they are reliable.
The party organizers are talking about sort of 90% of the votes being counted. Why is it going to take till Tuesday to confirm it?
No, I don't think there's I don't think that number. So I don't think 90% has been counted. I think we're up to 50% of the vote, and because I think it all has to be recounted again by the Elections Commission, and so that's why it might take a bit longer, and they have to do it properly. And so that's why.
But if true, what do you make of it? A Shafiq versus Morsi in runoff.
I think it's kind of the two opposite ends of the spectrum. I think it's kind of back to the old Mubarak days. It's the Muslim Brotherhood versus the regime, and it's just kind of been rehashed again in some weird, distorted, surreal kind of situation that we find ourselves in. I think possibly the number of votes for Shafiq are votes against the revolution and everything that happened. We can't discount that in the past year and a half, a lot of people have been feeling a lot of fear because of the deterioration in security, the deterioration in the economy, and maybe a vote for Shafiq is kind of a nostalgic reaching out for the past where things were not so great but stable. I mean, that's the only thing I can think of.
Where does this leave the revolution?
It leaves the revolution where we all knew it was when it was being appropriated and usurped by the military and the Muslim Brotherhood. The Muslim Brotherhood have gained the most from this revolution, and this is a further indication of that, with their candidate coming out on top, their spare candidate.
There's been talk of some of the candidates that came third and fourth, whether they should have dropped out in favor of the other. You're skeptical of that?
Yeah, I don't agree with that. I think a lot of Abu Futuh supporters are saying Hamdin Sabahi should have dropped out, and he's taken a lot of votes from Abu Futuh. I don't really see that. I think that Hamdin Sabahi took, actually, if anybody, if you look at the biggest loser in this, and out of the top five, that's Amr Musa, and I think he's the one who's been hit the hardest by the Hamdin Sabahi effect or surge or whatever you want to call it. I think also Sabahi actually took some votes off, more votes off Shafiq rather than Abu Futuh, and had he not been in the race, I mean, Shafiq would have been even higher. I don't think I think this is the extent of Abu Futuh's votes, but his supporters tend to believe that he is a sort of this messiah type, Obama type figure who could not possibly lose, and so they think that Sabahi hurt their chances quite dramatically. But I don't really see it, to be honest.
Earlier this week, you talked to me about why you're boycotting the poll, sort of a personal decision. Do you feel vindicated?
I really don't know how to answer that. I mean, I'm glad. I mean, if it's Shafiq, I mean, he was a big reason why I was boycotting. Like, his mere presence in the race, I kind of felt was very offensive to me personally. So in that respect, I'm vindicated. However, I am not happy at all that it has come to this. I'm really saddened. I'm hoping that the numbers change throughout the day, and maybe the official numbers, and that this is not the scenario that we have to face.
And if it does come to this runoff between the two, will you be tempted to vote in that?
I don't think I will. I don't think I will. I mean, I would not vote for either candidate, to be honest. And I believe it's those two are the most culpable for the state we are in now and the botched transition period and with the military. And the Muslim Brotherhood just deserting the revolution and looking for personal gain through parliament and now through the presidency. And so I don't think I'll be able to vote, to be honest.
You're not tempted to vote for Morsi with big reluctance just to keep out Shafiq?
It's a thought that has crossed my mind. I mean, if it has to be a choice between Morsi and Shafiq, then I will vote, then Morsi would be the choice. But no, I don't think. I think I'll just let it play out and see how it goes.
Is there a sort of feeling of disbelief in Cairo now, or amongst your friends? Anger. What's the mood?
Disbelief is the right word. I think that everybody expected Musa to be in this position, not Shafiq. It's really surprising. We do have to admit that Shafiq did things the old way. There's a lot of allegations of vote buying by his campaign, and we can't dismiss the old web of connections that were affiliated with the old regime, especially in rural areas outside of Cairo and in the governorates, and the tribal affiliations that the NDP used to exploit to cement their power. And I think maybe it's very possible that Shafiq has just used what was already there.
Just sort of guide us through the rest of the day. Are we going to get any sort of firmer idea of the results later on?
Yeah, I think we will. I think there are more counts coming in, and I think as the electorate, the numbers get bigger, we'll have a clearer idea. The trends, these seem to be the trends, but we do have to wait until maybe over 50% of the votes are counted, and then we kind of will know where we are.
Thanks a lot. Thanks.
Cheers, Matt.